Blog Talk Radio.
This is for you, you, my number one. This is for you, you, my number one.
Radio. This is your host, Chanella Beretta L, Miss Diamond Dreams herself. Follow Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram. If you haven't subscribed yet to diamondsareforever.ca, become a private member today. Tonight, Canadian based, we're offering vibration maintenance, organic fabric clothing, organic hemp, organic cotton, organic linen, and also organic herbal supplements, detoxes, teas, and anything you want to work on, there's a herb for that. So check us out. Private membership. Also, you have vibration maintenance literature, spiritual literature for those deep spiritual beings. Today we'll be talking about the thin veil of the season. We'll be elaborating on the strong spiritual energies present during these last 3 months of 2018 Gregorian calendar and how your energy should be harnessed. Tonight, we will be elaborating on veil of 2000 and 18, Gregorian calendar, spiritual energies are getting much stronger. We just left October, which was a very spiritual month, where we had Halloween on the 31st, which is Abracadabra, 31 turning into 13. Those in tune spiritually will catch ancestors crossing over on the 31st. I'm elaborating what we should be doing on these last 3 months of the year, Gregorian calendar, as divine spiritual beings, and what we should be really doing instead of celebrating these mainstream holidays. So on the 31st is the perspective of the underworld spiritual energies, and then on the 1st of November is where the heavens open up. Mainstream media calls it the Feast of the Saints and All Saints Day on the 2nd. This is worldwide celebrated by the Roman Catholics, the Vatican. If you stay in tune with Diamonds Are Forever, you know the Vatican, this is a Roman jurisdiction. We are under the rule of Rome right now. We do not celebrate the mainstream Roman holidays as Moors, as children of Elohim. So they celebrate it worldwide. We know that the Roman Catholics used to eat and drink the blood of the Christ beings. They went wild over the taste of blood, and it made them invincible. The Feast of the Saints, that's what they call it on the 1st of November. So, in turning, we look at that day to honor the saints in heaven, unknown and known. We acknowledge it by putting out food and honoring our ancestors with an altar. And we do this as divine spiritual beings, meaning we do not intake any blood food. You have to have a pure vessel to honor your ancestors properly, because the energies we are is what the energies we attract. And in taking blood foods, we possess the energies of these dead animals that usually die under traumatic states. And when we eat the flesh of these animals, we take on the negative vibrations that they suffered at the end of their life. So we have to be in the right state, mind, body, and soul, when we are paying homage to our ancestors, especially on November 1st, All Saints Day, paying homage to the saints known and unknown. Also, or the Feast of the Saints on the 1st, and then All Saints Day on the 2nd, where we honor ourselves and we act accordingly as our ancestors wanted us to. Now, I was live earlier. Again, it's your host, Chanella Beretta L. And unfortunately, I did not. This is my second time recording this show. I am new to the radio, as my viewers know, my diamonds know. So I do encounter technical difficulties here and there, but you can enjoy the songs that I did get on air this morning pertaining to this episode that was actually caught in recording, and unfortunately didn't catch my voice. So you can always enjoy the high vibrational songs When that doesn't go on, I will always be back later on during the day to miss it. Now, All Saints Day, today, November 1st, is known as the, or not today, today's the 4th. We have a new moon upon us on the 7th. I'm going to get into that in a bit, but let me finish off with the All Saints Day. November 1st is known as the Feast of the Saints, with the veil of the divine spiritual world being thin, putting to end the negative energies of October, which was open to the underworld. October 31st is spent fasting for the saints, abracadabra, turning 31 to 13, releasing the energies of our ancestors within. Today, I gather all saints to Diamonds Are Forever, .ca, in honor of all saints known and unknown. This is to call those of sainthood, as I encourage to feast on yellow foods from now until the 21st winter solstice. For winter equinox. The yellow foods, because yellow foods focus on the solar plexus, and to share your experience on diamondsareforever.ca. Share your meal, share pictures of your meal. We do have a commenting section on the homepage and in the blog. So we would love to see pictures of your beautiful yellow meals. And this is to keep our diamonds engaged in a positive way. Inside Diamonds Are Forever. And this radio station is a wonderful platform for diamonds to stay engaged as well. Outside of diamondsareforever.ca, which I mentioned on the first episode, check out all the other episodes if you haven't yet. Very informative and good information. All Saints Day is to honor the dead, the saints who lived with God in heaven, with Elohim in heaven. But the ancients knew the kingdom of heaven is inside of us. So that's why we take November 1st to honor our ancestors, and then November 2nd to honor ourselves and to take our place in sainthood and do what our ancestors would like us to do and have taught us to do and left behind and died for us to do and to live according to the divine. So also, All Saints Day is to call All Saints to remind us on how we're supposed to live. On All Saints Day, we're talking about all souls and asking God's mercy for them and for us. We're talking about people who have died before us and having their process, going through their process and getting into heaven, as well as our process and getting into heaven. October 31st is alignment of the physical, mental, and spiritual, also known as PMS. Creation. October 31st is for creation. 10-13. 10-31, abracadabra 13. 10 is creation. So 10 is that sex energy creation. 10. If you understand, and overstand the vibration of numbers, we do know that when you do intercourse the right way, you bring about divine manifestation. So this is what the 31st is for, Again, I mentioned to pay honors and homage to our ancestors, lay out food, have an altar, have a purified body when honoring the ancestors so you can take part in these rituals properly, which includes incense, sage, fire, candles, and high vibrational music, and so forth. But when you do encounter yourself with fire and smoke, you do have to have a pure body because you don't know what you are invoking. So it does take the right vessel to honor the ancestors in the right way as well. The spiritual veil is thin for you to connect with your ancestors in a sacred place in private instead of food and offerings for your ancestors. Spirits have a chance to redeem themselves or pull you down with them during this time of year. So stay protected. Have your armor on, armor of God on during the last 3 months of October, because we know as the temperature is dropping, and when the temperatures do drop, that's when the low vibrational spirits come out. So we stay protected, and that includes internally, inside and out, from the outside, from the inside out. With us being the last ones on the planet, meaning being in the last cycle on the planet, all of our ancestors inside of us. By saving ourselves, we save our ancestors. This is how serious our mission is here and now. Forgive yourselves and get yourself right. Then energy will transfer over to save our DNA bloodline. And I'm also going to just go into, this is what I really meant to go into right before I went into that, is the new moon. The new moon of November will be on the 7th, which we should spend time healing ourselves. This is a healing energy for the new moon of November 7th to 8th. To tune into the wisdom and love that resides in our heart and soul. Healing the heart has definitely been a theme in the cosmos for these last few weeks. I'm not into the astrology deeply, but I am in tune with the earth and the planet. I do feel the shifts upon these new moons, and I do get my downloads and my codes during the moon cycles. The new moon is assisting us with the healing process. It's going to help us tune into our softer side. We're encouraged to view things from the heart and find love, compassion, and empathy, not just towards others, but ourselves. Showing compassion is an ultimate spiritual practice, and it will help us find confidence and help us raise our vibration so we could live a fulfilling life. The benefits of self-love is really endless, and when we take advantage of this moon to heal ourselves and to heal the ones around us, we really start to indulge in the benefits of loving ourselves. It's a forward vibration of bliss, absolute bliss. They're opening doors to heaven on earth. And we know that the kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and whoever knows himself will find it. So on this new moon, make it an obligation to be extra kind to yourself. hold yourself close to your hearts and be gentle and loving in what you say and what you think. I was speaking to my partner the other day, and I noticed he sometimes speaks harshly about himself, and I always have to remind him, don't say that about yourself. Don't say that. We are water. We're like 70 to 90% water. So the things that we say and the things that we think, we ultimately become it. Water holds vibration. It holds vibration. It traps vibration. It remembers. Water has memory. And I spoke about this on the Diamond Phenomenon Canada. If you haven't checked out, if you haven't listened and watched the Diamond Phenomenon Canada, I encourage you. It's free information. This is an addition to information from my first publication, Misunderstood the Paperback, that I published back in 2011 or 2013. Started writing it in 2010. And it's old information, but you know what we say about old information is new information to some people. So that being said, those who have not read Misunderstood or got their copy of Misunderstood, go over to diamondsareforever.ca and get yours today. Misunderstood the Paperback, Spiritual Warfare, Women Empowerment, The Economy, a lot of spiritual things that if you are a diamond living in between both worlds at the same time, the spiritual world and physical world, you'll understand and resonate with what this publication consists of. So the Diamond Phenomenon is free information on my YouTube channel, Divine Diamond. If you haven't become a subscriber, become a subscriber today. And watch Diamond Phenomenon, where I speak about water and a lot of other subjects pertaining to us evolving as diamond beings. Biophotons, electricity, electrons, and just things that we need to know that we are not taught in school. So go check that out on my YouTube channel. So yes, we are water. So water holds memory. It traps memory. So be careful what you say and what you think to yourself. Even if a negative thought creeps in, try to remind yourself that you are on a journey of learning and growing. And there's no need for you to have a perfect life. This journey is success. It is our destination ultimately, because we never stop evolving. As long as we are moving forward and we're growing, that is the best thing we can ask for, we can have. Because lower dimensional beings, a lot of them are trapped or will become trapped. And this privilege from the Creator to be able to be alive and to have breath and to move forward and to create and to have this energy to do whatever we want. As I mentioned in the previous episode, that we are the currency. And if you haven't listened to any of the other episodes, I encourage for you to go back, listen to the first episode, and listen to the last episode where I speak about how we are currency. So be kind to yourself on this coming new moon. And healing ourselves is the objective of this new moon. Forgiveness is also a huge theme around this new moon as well. If we think back to October, there was a lot of harsh energy brewing, especially around the full moon. Things may have been stirred at this time where you felt the need to lash out or act from a place of anger or ego. If this resonates, this new moon is going to be the perfect opportunity to find forgiveness and to practice compassion towards yourself and others. Forgiveness is not about justifying a behavior. or being in agreement with someone. Forgiveness is about acceptance and releasing yourself of any negative attachments you may have, be having towards a situation or person. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful healing tools we can offer ourselves. And the world is the only way, Forgiveness is one of the most powerful healing tools we can offer ourselves and the world. And it's the only way we can let go and transcend a situation. So this new moon's about transformation and moving to that next level. And under the vibration of this new moon, we can use the power of forgiveness to bring ourselves to that next level. Start by forgiving yourself first. Forgive yourself for anything and everything. Forgive yourself for all that you or didn't do. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know and what you know today. Just forgive. A good ritual to help yourself forgive yourself is to look in the mirror, look in your eyes, and repeat, "I forgive you," until you believe it and say it from your heart. There's so many things that we as human beings, we hold inside and we hold against ourselves. And that's why this new moon is going to be so powerful, because it gives us a chance to heal ourselves. And I notice, me being a wise one, knowing both sides of the spectrum, the extreme of both sides, being absolutely pure and then knowing what it's like to be contaminated as well. Everything is poison when we look around. We are in times of revelation. The air is poison. The air that we breathe is becoming poison. The water is poison. The food is poison. So you pick your poison. Put into our body contaminates us. That's why it's best for us to fast to speed up our healing process. It really speeds up our spiritual journey and gets us more in tune when we fast. Because even one bite of anything contaminates us. With us being water, 70 to 90% water, if you put a glass of water down and you put a drop of anything into it, it spreads. That's what the glass becomes. It's no longer water. So take that in consideration when you eat or drink or anything else. Any little thing can interrupt the natural chemicals within our body, because every mineral on the planet is inside of our body, and we can condition our body to feed itself. But I'm going to get into that on another episode. And this is for the diamond beings that are on the journey, getting back to nature. So healing ourselves and fasting speeds up our spiritual journey and our spiritual nature. So let's just be careful on the things that we do intake. And it's not just what we put into our body, but the environment that we're in as well. The things we see, the things we listen to, things that we come into contact with. All of that matters when it comes down to healing ourselves. So this month, on my apprenticeship, we're doing a number of herbs. Again, if anyone has any information on the herbs of the month, any personal experience you want to share, we encourage callers to call in right now. This month, for this new moon, I am focusing on the goldenrod. I've been drinking the goldenrod every day this week, and just feeling out the experience with this herb. I try to be very personal with the herbs that I do encounter and I do try out, so I could know for myself, for a fact, the benefits, the medicinal and magical benefits of every herb. When you're in tune with herbs, you really can't deny the magical properties it possess. And it does take a pure vessel to really feel the powers of nature and herbs. So goldenrod, I've noticed that it's a very wonderful healing herb. And I've noticed time I drank it, perhaps it was the second time, within a day, that my heart and my brain started, its muscles started to release. It was very tense, just like a clenched fist opening up. That's how I felt, and that's what I felt in my chest and in my heart, in my head and in my chest. The tension was released, and it's really a blissful feeling. Again, I mentioned that for us to focus on yellow foods because it is related to the solar plexus, and the solar plexus is our inner sun. It's really the source of our healing power. So yellow foods would be wonderful to indigest during this new moon. And the goldenrod has a little bit of a gold and yellow color to it. So it's a wonderful herb also to take to affect your solar plexus healing and that bliss feeling. And it really takes the right person to invoke the power, as I said, to have a pure body to heal yourself and detox the toxins so your glands can absorb and the tissue and the cells can absorb the properties, the medicinal and the magical properties of these herbs better. So those who have been activated reach DNA purity on a cellular level, and they know the way of nature can invoke its power, goldenrod. These holy days is to celebrate being inside. And follows the way of nature and our natural self. This is for the children of Elohim in heaven and on earth in a state of purification who are spiritually connected and united. We come together in holy communion with nature, and the current of energy is made stronger for manifestation when we do come together in communion. This is why we get back to nature and we surround ourselves with divinity so we can absorb and emit more profoundly. Now, the Diamond Phenomenon Miami. I tried to unite the diamonds and the Haitians. Haitians have the power to save souls, but they have a lot of internal work to do because they're using a lot of their power for evil. There's a lot of structural damage, I find, when it comes to helping people reach or emerge with their diamond state. There needs to be a lot of internal work done, which means repairing the structure of your body. So repairing that structural damage and bringing people together for the Diamond Phenomenon, fighting each other is an issue. Jealousy, hatred, gluttony are all unnatural emotions of the enemy. You can't use your power for evil. And using your power to pull people apart. That's why it's judgment time, especially for the Haitians, because you have the power to save souls or to destroy souls. You can be swindling people and pulling them away, trying to get them damned up and mad. So, knowing that you have this power, it's time to repair the structure of your body and start emerging the right way, divinely, with nature. Those who have not checked out the Diamond Phenomena in Miami, it was a beautiful time period where I did get some seeds, and I really want everyone that do have these seeds to water themselves and to make it grow. Do your own research. Do your own self-loving and healing, and get back to nature. Right now, we're going to go into another song, another high vibrational song on Diamond Talk Radio. Welcome back to Diamond Talk Radio. We have a caller on the line. First, before we go into this caller, I want to thank the Most High Elohim. This is a positive radio show, good energies, positive vibes. And let's go into the caller. Welcome to Diamond Talk Radio. Chanel Bretta L. Max is calling. Oh, looks like we lost the caller. We had you fall out, Mr. Caller. Call back. We'd love to have you. So, right now, we want to talk about how we're going to elaborate on the strong spiritual energies present during these last 3 months of 2018 Gregorian calendar and how we should harness these energies. So we know that there's a lot of mainstream holidays going on from now until the end of the Gregorian calendar. You know, there's Thanksgiving and Columbus and Halloween and Christmas and all these other mainstream Roman Vatican. If we do not spend any money, which that's what these holidays are for, to suck the life force out of us, our energy, and to spend money where we should be really focusing on ourselves and our ancestors and the love within our hearts, we will see a big paycheck as far as savings come around January Gregorian time. So focus on yourself. Don't contribute to these mainstream holidays, and you will see a positive difference financially, spiritually, mentally, and as well. So, I'm going to get into when these times roll around in December, and I know America has some holidays coming up as well. I just encourage you to keep studying and teaching yourself and stop educating yourself on history. Especially for this month of October. You can see a lot of truth come to light. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. And again, this new moon is healing energies. So that means that we're harnessing our energies during this time from this new moon. And the full moon will be on the 24th. So take this time to love yourself and to forgive yourself. And to be kind to yourself. Self-nourish yourself. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated. Don't worry about people. Worry about yourself. And I mean that in the most loving way possible. Don't worry about people. I mean unnecessary things. Negative energy. And when you do help the innocent, you're helping yourself. So keep that in mind. Contribute your energies to the poor. But first and foremost, we have to heal ourselves. We have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. Self-nourish yourself. take baths, eat a salad, drink water, love yourself. And that's what harnessing and healing yourself during this new moon is about. We're going to go into another song right now, and we will be back closing off Diamond Talk Radio for the day. If anyone has anything to add onto the thin veil of the season, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back.
Listen. In love, girl, but your friends got you thinking, and it's affecting you. What can I do, girl? So in love, girl.
Wait for this moment.
And I don't know what to do, cause I don't wanna lose you. No. What would I do?
Welcome back to Diamond Talk Radio. It's your host, Chanel Libretta L. Miss Diamond Dreams 13. If you haven't become a member, diamondsareforever.ca is calling you. Again, it's Canadian based to help maintain your vibration. All those in tune with nature. This is a beautiful platform to share your passion for nature and for the Creator on as well as a diamond being. Again, Misunderstood is available. We have vibration maintenance for the mind, body, and soul, clothing, organic fabric clothing, supplements, herbal supplements, and literature. Thank you for tuning in to Diamond Talk Radio, and we will see you next time. The next episode is going to be very transforming because we're building up energy right now. We're going to the new moon. We're healing ourselves. And we're cleansing. Diamonds are forever. We have cleanses, detoxes, all organic and herbal. Parasite cleanses. So we're all going through this together, this cleansing process. And with this new moon, you get to see how my energy builds up. And how deep and beautiful these topics will start to get. Next episode is going to be beautiful, and the one after that is going to be even better. So I look forward to hearing from you and hearing your input on the herbs of the month that we will have on the next episode as well. So have a good night. 13 love. And bliss. Woo!
I've never felt a feeling so bad.
Never seen a way.